Governor Cuomo's proposed Public Trust Act aims to define a new class of public corruption crimes, require public officials to report bribery, and create tougher penalties for offenders, among other laws. Ulster County District Attorney Holly Carnwright says Cuomo's proposed legislation would more closely align New York's laws with federal statutes.
The federal statutes have been a little bit more tuned in to how the world works. And the New York statute, frankly, is a little bit archaic. And so I think what they've tried to do is they've tried to borrow some of the language from the federal statute that would give local prosecutors a chance to do the same things that the feds can do on a larger scale.
Rockland County District Attorney Thomas Zugaby says the proposal contains several good laws for prosecutors.
Oftentimes, as prosecutors, we've elected to turn our cases over to the federal government because their laws are a lot more conducive to an effective prosecution. This will level it where many state prosecutors will elect to hang on to the case and prosecute it locally.
Bribery charges were filed against State Senator Malcolm Smith, a New York City councilman, and two county GOP officials in connection with an alleged plot to rig the New York City mayoral race. Also last week in connection, the mayor and deputy mayor of the Rockland County Village of Spring Valley were charged in an alleged real estate development scheme.
Had these laws been enacted prior to the corruption scandal that erupted last week, would that have changed your case in Rockland County with relation to Spring Valley?
No, it would have had no effect on it whatsoever.
Because, he says, the Rockland case was strictly a mortgage fraud case and outside the jurisdiction of the county.
We developed and established a very strong mortgage fraud case against an individual. Our investigation then revealed as we proceeded further that he had committed similar and far more serious mortgage fraud outside of the county and outside of the state. And that's why we brought the federal government in, the FBI in, because a lot of the crimes that we uncovered far exceeded the jurisdiction of Rockland County. It was only after this individual was arrested that he cooperated, and after he agreed to cooperate, did it become a public corruption case, and it was already in the hands of the federal government at that point.
Ulster County District Attorney Carnwright calls the proposed changes positive, with useful tools for prosecutors. Rockland Zugaby explains a change regarding granting immunity.
The new proposal would go from what they call transactional immunity that we have in grand jury to use immunity, meaning if we were to compel a public official into a grand jury to give testimony, they wouldn't be immunized. They wouldn't have immunity from any future prosecution as a result of being compelled in. The simple rule would be that you couldn't use their statement against them, but you would have the ability to put them in without giving them full immunity.
He says another major change concerns bringing forth bribery charges.
In New York, on a bribery statute, you'd have to prove that both parties to a bribery agreed. So the person given the bribe and the person receiving. So if one person walked in and said, I'm offering you money to take official action, and the elected official said no, get lost, well, then there was no bribery because the other party didn't agree to it. And vice versa, if a public official asked for bribe and the person refused to give it to him, there's no bribery there either because only one party to the transaction agreed to it. In contrast, under federal law, if either party did, that person could be prosecuted for bribery, even if the other one didn't agree.
He says the proposed legislation would put New York on the same footing as federal prosecutors in this regard. Ulster County's Carnwright says he would like to see a bit more in the Public Trust Act, including stripping the pension benefits of an elected official convicted of corruption.
If we could ask the governor in this bill to add to the bill a potential penalty for the loss, and I don't think you ever say definitively this has to happen, but if you could at least have as part of the discussion a loss of your pension benefits, I think that would go a long way to attacking corruption in New York State.
And Rockland Zugaby wants to see something else.
I'm hoping to see more provisions pertaining to the use of campaign funds and what happens to them, you know, when a person no longer isn't in public office, and, you know, other issues pertaining to campaign finance law and all that. I'd like to see more of that. I think there's a lot of abuse there.
District Attorney Carnwright stresses that while Cuomo announced the Public Trust Act, the actual legislation is still being drafted, and his comments are based on the outline of what's to come. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.